New York City public libraries are once again facing the budget axe, with Mayor Bloomberg proposing steep cuts in funding. With less money, libraries may have to cut back on book purchases, but not all books are alike. Increasingly, libraries are offering e-books in addition to the paper and ink kind. Reporter Ben Bradford found out the transition to electronic books is changing libraries' business model in ways that are hard to predict.
It's pretty clear patrons at the Central Library in Queens want e-books. The library became the first in New York to start lending e-readers last month, 50 of them, preloaded with dozens of books each. Librarian Wanda Wright didn't even need to put signs up.
They went as quick as the customers came through the door, the e-readers was gone.
The e-reader program is primarily for users who don't already have devices or can't afford them. For those who do, the library offers thousands of e-books patrons can download on their own. Queens Library CEO Tom Galante says this is the library's mission and business model, offering content to users in whatever forms it may take.
We are the only place in town where no matter what your age, you can come in and access all the information that's available throughout the world, whether it's on the internet or it's on print.
And more it's on e-books. Now, libraries have been struggling with years of budget cuts. Galante says he hasn't had enough funding to hire a new librarian in 4 years, even as the libraries have gotten more use. The new medium, however, could bring some relief because it eliminates the expense of labeling, shelving, and tracking books.
In Queens, we have over 70,000 books a day that we bring in and check back in, and 70,000 going out. So there's labor involved with that, there's technology involved with that, and time. So in a digital world, there's considerable savings to all libraries.
Fewer books could open valuable space for other library programs, like computer centers, teen tutoring, or adult education classes. For customers, the lure is simpler. Downloading an ebook is just convenient. Gussie Young has been checking out books at the Queens Library since moving to New York in 1963. But with an e-reader, she doesn't have to.
Well, I can do it right from my house. I can do it from my computer if I wish.
On the library's website, she picks a book to download. There are no late fees. It'll just disappear on the due date.
You just hit the button, and it comes to your computer. It's a wonderful thing if you can find a book you want.
But finding an e-book can be tough. Most of the major publishers refuse to allow libraries to lend their titles. Others impose restrictions or charge double or triple the print price. The American Library Association reports that the e-book Eisenhower in War and Peace costs more than $100 a copy. Amazon sells it retail for $20. Queens Library spokeswoman Joanne King says the scarcity puts a squeeze on books that are available.
If someone else has it, you have to wait your turn to get it, just like paper books.
What's the longest wait?
Oh, I'm sure there are some people who possibly will never get a chance at some of the bestsellers.
Beyond availability, there's another problem. Almost all U.S. libraries that offer e-books do so through an outside company called Overdrive, although competitors are cropping up. Galante says when libraries buy an ebook from Overdrive, they don't actually buy it.
When you license content through them, you really aren't owning the content. Every year you have to pay them to continue to have that subscription service, or you lose your content that you've already paid for.
If a library stops using Overdrive, they could lose all the books they've licensed through them. For the first time, libraries are renters, not owners of their content, and the more ebooks they purchase, the larger the problem becomes. Robert Wolven heads an American Library Association group that's trying to figure out what a new model would look like and how to create it, one that all publishers can buy into without a middleman.
These are questions that that go beyond what we're doing now, what we'll be doing next year. We've talked about how we want to avoid developing the model for next year that's going to be obsolete by the time anybody gets to put it in place. And that's a real challenge.
So libraries and publishers are waiting for a solution. In the meantime, this technology, which holds so much promise, is now limiting them. The free knowledge that for generations libraries have provided and patrons have prized could be in jeopardy. For WNYC, I'm Ben Bradford.